The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word that was all he had to say. And the one who had died just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today.
Welcome to the Wednesday gathering, everybody. This is a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to everyone. We're so happy that you've joined us as a participant today in the Spiritual Oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous readings, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now let's begin our Wednesday meeting today with singing hymn number 270.
Our God is love, unchanging love, and can we ask for more? Our prayer for love's increase is vain, 'twas infinite. Ask not the Lord with breath of praise for more than we expect. The open fount is free to all, God's promises are kept.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's readings is Christ Jesus, Love and Healing. The hymns for our meeting today are 270, which we just had, 414, and 280. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and the Christian Science textbook. The Bible, Isaiah, behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Luke. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. John, many believed on his name when they saw the miracles which he did. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants that drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worst. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Matthew. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man that had his hand withered. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before them unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God. Mark. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is, being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. Matthew. And when they were come down to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Luke. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And it came to pass that as he was coming nigh into Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And he took him and healed him and let him go. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before him, and drew near unto Jesus, to kiss him. And they which were about him saw what would follow. They said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Mark. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. I shall now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The great miracle, to human sense, is divine love. And the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man. From beginning to end, the scriptures are full of the accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind, over matter. The Christian era was ushered in with signs and wonders. The incarnation of truth, that amplification of wonder and glory, which angels could only whisper, and which God illustrated by light and harmony, is consonant with ever-present love. The mission of Jesus confirmed prophecy and explained the so-called miracles of olden time as natural demonstrations of the divine power, demonstrations which were not understood. Jesus' works established his claim to the Messiahship. In reply to John's inquiry, "Art thou he that should come?" Jesus returned an affirmative reply, recounting his works instead of referring to his doctrine. Confident that this exhibition of the divine power to heal would fully answer the question. Hence his reply, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me." In other words, he gave his benediction to anyone who would not deny that such effects coming from divine mind prove the unity of God, the divine principle which brings out all harmony. The miracle of grace is no miracle to love. The divine love which made harmless the poisonous viper, which delivered men from the boiling oil, from the fiery furnace, from the jaws of the lion, can heal the sick in every age and triumph over sin and death. It crowned the demonstrations of Jesus with unsurpassed power and love. A miracle fulfills Jesus' law, but it does not violate that law. This fact at present seems more mysterious than the miracle itself. The miracle introduces no disorder, but unfolds the primal order, establishing the science of God's unchangeable law. This is the beauty of holiness, that when truth heals the sick, it casts out evils. And when truth casts out the evil called disease, it heals the sick. There is today danger of repeating the offense of the Jews by limiting the Holy One of Israel and asking, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? What cannot God do?" Is it not a species of infidelity to believe that so great a work as the Messiah's was done for himself or for God, who needed no help from Jesus' example to preserve the eternal harmony? But mortals did need this help, and Jesus pointed out the way for them. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. This concludes the readings and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.
Thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.